Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show. It's brought to you by KeyBank. Well, the Indians with a resounding win over the Cincinnati Reds last night. Isn't it amazing, Terry, with a couple of bombs with men in scoring position does to a ball club and how you look at it?
And three hitters into the game. I mean, shoot, you know, we get a couple hits and then Brantley hits one out, and it's like, man, what a good way to play. And then, you know, they come back, get one. But then, and then we tacked on, and Kluber did exactly what you're supposed to do. He challenged guys with fastballs, you know, when they'd get hits, and they had a couple guys on. Then he'd start to pitch, but you know, and he never let them really, you know, break through. But that's what you do with a lead.
Well, and Michael Brantley looks refreshed. I mean, he had a couple of hits the night before. He really teed off last night. He had a couple of other really hard-hit balls. Do you think the break really helped him in his back?
I think it was good for his whole body. I mean, I think guys that play every day and they get beat up, it doesn't have to just be one thing. It can just be a general. Sometimes you just get worn down, and the days off. That's what you want to do is to help everybody, because, again, that was our last break, you know, until the end of the season.
You know, Terry, some people might look at Michael's numbers and wonder why the homers are down a little bit. I don't know. Has he been right since day one? And the other thing is, he's always in the lineup. I mean, it's hard for you to get him to sit, isn't it?
And I don't want him to sit, but you're right. He wants to play every day, and that's what good players do. And what Michael does is he gives you 100% of whatever he has. And he doesn't want to talk about how he feels physically, so I don't. But like I said, I know that he gives you everything he has of whatever it is. And I know when he's at the plate, we feel good.
Yan Gomes, he's had kind of a year like Kip a year ago. When you get hurt in April for 6 weeks, does it feel like it's a catch-up all season long?
And it's probably tougher for a catcher than anybody else, because you're not just trying to find your swing, but you're squatting, your body's getting beat up, and you're trying to get back into the flow. And he did an amazing job of being ready to play quickly, but his swing has kind of come and gone. But we saw last night what he can do.
How about, again, we were talking to Michael Brantley after the game. He said, I can't imagine playing 81 games here, because you don't even have to hit it well and you get rewarded.
It's a good place to hit. And the weather's warm. It's good baseball weather now. And the ball starts traveling. So as a pitcher, you better keep the ball down.
Do you ever relax in this park, Terry, because of that?
Well, I don't relax in any ballpark. But, I mean, I get your point. When the ball goes up in the air, you kind of hold your breath, especially to right field.
Carlos Carrasco, you mentioned it yesterday. Why does he like following Corey Kluber?
He just, you know, last year, the way Kluber pitched, he was able to watch him face lineups and see what he did to him. And again, it almost didn't matter what Kluber did last year, but it created some confidence for Carlos, which, again, it's our responsibility to use everything in our power to help and give us an advantage. And if that helps Carlos, then we need to use it.
He almost has copied everything Corey does, correct? Even his routine and whatnot between starts?
That's nothing wrong with that. Everybody can follow Kluber, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, what about now Carlos Carrasco? Here's a guy that he could have potentially been an all-star. Has he given you kind of what you thought you could get in your first full year as a starter?
Yes, and I think there's been hiccups along the way, which there always are going to be. But he's thrown innings. He's got 10 wins. Again, you know, he's built to log innings. He's got a strong body. He's got his Tommy John out of the way. He takes good care of himself. He works hard, and we're starting to see a guy emerge as one of the better pitchers in the game.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton reminding you to stay tuned for the Indians and Reds. It's coming up on the Indians Radio Network. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Minute. Bizarre, but we've got an off day following the All-Star break here in Milwaukee. We just left Cincinnati. You only played 1 year there, but Terry, it seems like that's a special place for you.
It is. You know, I had such a bad year on the field, but I met so many good people, and it's such a good baseball town. I mean, Pete Rose is a manager. Buddy Bell, who's one of my best friends in life, was there. And then the announcers, Marty Brenneman and Joe Nucksall. I mean, I was so fortunate, and I've been fortunate everywhere anyway, but you just come across so many good people.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. And for Tuesday, hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. The Manager's Minute brought to you by DraftKings.com. Terry, we're playing the Milwaukee Brewers, actually a two-game series here, and later in August they come to Cleveland for two games. Even though it's interleague play and they're different than what we saw in Arizona, does it still help that you do play these teams in spring training?
It does, Hammy. Now, then, they're not the same team, but it's nice to have a scouting report to go with a face, to go with a swing, to go with a body. You know, it doesn't hurt anything. Now, again, you can't solely base on what you saw in March, but it is nice to have a little bit of familiarity.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.